Did you know that firefighters utilize hands-on learning too? Brad Zellner sat down with me and told me all about it. He's the safety and training officer for the Luxembourg Fire Department. He says that the crucial skills learned in training are even better when applied in hands-on learning opportunities, but they can't do it without facilities to train in. He tells me about the process you should go through if you have an old structure that could potentially be used as a training facility for your local fire department.
Reach out to your local fire department. If it's not a manned station, meaning no one sleeps there, they will have an answering machine where you can leave a message. And, you know, it could be anything from a retention pond going in or a pond behind your house, pond on the side. You got water runoff and there's an opportunity that they have someplace to take a draft water from. As houses get older and houses get torn down, you can leave that message and, you know, most fire departments would jump at that opportunity.
That's Brad Zellner sitting down with us, the safety and training officer for the Luxembourg Fire Department. Stick around, we'll have some more agriculture news right after this.
Wisconsin soybean production and profitability ultimately begins with research funded by Wisconsin soybean growers. Andy Benson is one of those. He farms in northwest Wisconsin and also sits on the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Very proud of the research team they've assembled.
Our contribution, especially on the research side, and our involvement in the research efforts, we have a world-class university extension team between Dr. Conley and Dr. Damian Smith and Rodrigo Worley. We really have a world-class team when it comes to our agronomy research, especially in the area of soybeans. In Wisconsin, we have been very strongly committed to the profitability of our soybean growers.
Focused on the future of Wisconsin soybean production and profitability. That's Andy Benson, a member of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report. Let's take a look at some agriculture news. Nominations are now being accepted for farmers and ranchers to serve on local U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency county committees. These committees make important decisions about how federal farm programs are administered locally. All those nomination forms for the 2026 election must be postmarked or received to the local FSA office by August 3rd of this year. Any producers interested in serving on the FSA County Committee can contact their local administrative areas at fsa.usda.gov/COC. More information and that full story can be found on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.